Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Insemmilkom, jina ġezmin saliba nil-għakum għal din l-ewwel edizzjoni din is-sensiena tal-programm Il-Balomba. Programm illi fih nwassulkom tarif dwar dak illi jkun qiegħed jiġri fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Fl-ewwel parti tal-programm se nkunu qegħdin niddiskutu il-summit li tlaqa' fit-tmiem il-ġimgħa li għaddiet tal-mexxejja tal-pajjiżi membri ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea. Nisimgħu fl-ewwel parti il- konferenza tal-abbajtu l-kommenti rinataw fit-tmiem dan l-istess kunsil mill-President tal-Kommissjoni Ewropea u l-President tal-Kunsil Ewropew.
Thank you. You have the floor, Madam President.
Merci. Thank you very much. It was very good that the leaders decided to devote time to our collective response to the COVID pandemic. The epidemiological situation is worrying, so we must stay very focused to avoid a return to the dire situation we experienced last spring, and we can only overcome both the pandemic and its consequences if we work together, member states and EU institutions. And therefore this debate was very deep diving, and three things from this debate stand out. First of all, progress on vaccines is the key to a long-term solution to this crisis. We are making good progress. The Commission has already concluded two advanced purchase agreements, and it is negotiating five more, and we are in discussions with four more companies. So this is on a good track, because through these advanced purchase agreements, we are investing in production capacities right now to ensure that the access to the vaccines is there for the European citizens, so ramping up the production lines, buying now raw material and all the necessary ingredients that you need to ramp up then the production once we have the vaccine. The second point is the vaccine strategy. Whom to vaccinate first? The Commission has put forward a blueprint for a vaccine plan before the summer break, and good news is that it has been adopted now with the Health Security Committee, so we can move on with Council recommendation based on this blueprint. And thirdly, we discussed that we must do a better job in coordinating our assessment and the measures to be taken across member states. In short, this is, I would call it, the color code. So what does it mean if a region is red or orange or green? And what are the common rules for that? Weeks ago, we tabled a proposal for a council recommendations on this, and I urge the member states to find an agreement on it now, because it increases transparency and clarity for the European people to know how to move on in different regions of Europe. The other topic are the Council conclusions on the single market and the digital. Three pillars stand out here, three pillars of competitiveness and indeed prosperity. First of all, a well-functioning single market is crucial for us. We should remember that trade between member states amounts to roughly 25% of GDP, and that 60 million jobs depend on it. Second, a competitive industry. Industry provides 37 million jobs in the European Union and two-thirds of our exports. And of course, thirdly, the need for a successful digital transition. Discussions on how to improve the functioning of the single markets have been ongoing for years. The issues are well known. Two stand out in particular. First of all, remaining barriers, notably in the area of services. And second, problems with implementation, that deprive companies from the benefits of a large and deep market, which is our wealth, the source of our wealth. To accelerate the pace in this area, the Commission will present a first monitoring report early next year. And then we will build on this to work concretely with member states and stakeholders to resolve the problems companies face on a daily basis. With regards to industry, the priority is to join forces in key strategic areas and ensure our industry can compete on a global scale. As you know, we presented our new industry strategy in March to ensure industry can lead the twin green and digital transition. Clearly, the last 6 months have accelerated the transformation and changed a lot. Supply chains have been disrupted. The lack of production facilities in the European Union for certain critical products became an issue. Remote digital working methods became the norm for millions of workers. So to take all this into account, we will update the industry strategy in the first half of the next year. It will be an opportunity to take stock of where we are with industrial alliances for key technologies, such as batteries, microelectronics, or hydrogen, and efforts to improve our resilience, such as on raw materials. But of course, for our work on these alliances to bear fruit, we need to ensure a proper level playing field. In this respect, two priorities stand out. First of all, we are carrying out a comprehensive review on how to adapt EU competition rules. We need to make them fit for purpose in a globalized and digital world. And secondly, we are working at full speed on legislative proposals on foreign subsidies from third countries. We know that these foreign subsidies from third countries can significantly distort the functioning of our single market and disadvantage EU market operators. Finally, on the digital transition, Europe clearly needs to up its game. As I said last week in the European Parliament, we must make this Europe's digital decade. There are three priorities. The first one is data. We need to play our strength in the area of industrial data. The quality of this data and the quantity will quadruple in the next 5 years. And we need to enable companies to harness this potential. At the moment, being 80% of these industrial data are never used once. So we will work on two strengths to have the access for European companies, European universities, researchers to these industrial data in Europe. We will create common data spaces in which researchers, universities and companies can access and collaborate, for example, in the energy or healthcare sector, to help unlock these hidden data. And second, building a European cloud as part of Next Generation EU based on Gaia-X. The second pillar in the digital decade is artificial intelligence with a tremendous potential, but it needs rules to ensure proper use and oversight. So the Commission will propose a law to this effect next year. And we also aim to soon propose a secure European digital identity, because we think that you should be able to do many, many things on the digital, in the digital topic here in Europe with your European identity, from paying taxes to renting a car, you name it. And the third topic is the infrastructure. Proper data connections. We should not forget that particular if we focus on the 40% of people who live in rural areas who do still not have access to fast broadband, that here we have to step up and improve. It's a question of equal opportunity. And this is why we will focus our investments on secure connectivity, on the expansion of 5G, 6G and fiber. And therefore, we will push forward this digital decade while investing 20% of Next Generation EU on the digital, because it's about Europe's digital sovereignty. We have to work on that. Thank you.
Wara smajna dawk il-kummenti, ser nisimgħu issa il-kummenti illi għamel Glenn McAuliffe, l-advisor tal-Prim Ministru ta' Malta, illi kien preżenti għal dan is-summit fit-tmiem il-ġimgħa li għaddiet. L-mistoqsija tagħna kienet dwar l-aspett tal-aħbarijiet u l-elementi internazzjonali diskussi waqt dan is-summit.
Dan is-summit iċċatta l-affarijiet estern u r-relazzjonijiet l-Unjoni Ewropea għandha ma' diversi imsieħba u sieħba tagħha fil-diversi partijiet tad-dinja. Il-Mediterran ovvjament kienet l-iktar suġġett li kien tista' tgħid fil-logħol fuq l-aġenda. Minħabba anke l-fatt li huwa viċinat li waqrib ħafna tal-Unjoni u li bħalissa hemm tensjonijiet sinaħa tal-Lvant tiegħu. U allura kellek żewġ stati membri, stati membri sovrana b'diritt tas-sovranità tagħhom li kienu qed ikunu suġġetti għal pressjonijiet minn partner strateġiku tal-Unjoni Ewropea li dwarhom kien hemm diskussjoni bejn il-mexxejja. Ovvjament il-diskussjonijiet iċċentraw l-iktar madwar jekk għandux ikun hemm xi tip ta' sanzjoni jew kastik issa jew inkelli jekk nagħtu x-xans li jkun hemm dialogu bejn l-Unjoni u dan il-partner f'dan il-każ huwa t-Turkija. U permezz ta' dialogu issa kien hemm anke żviluppi li jmorru fid-direzzjoni tajba jiġifieri li kellek ċertu battimenti jew assi navali ta' dan il-partner li kienu qed jagħmlu ċerta eżerċizzji sibħor li mhumiex tagħhom u li kien hemm dubji serji dwarhom jekk nippruvaw xi nsolvu dawn il-kwistjonijiet billi niddieskalaw is-sitwazzjoni u nitkellmu magħhom. Fl-aħħar nett deċiżjoni kienet anke minħabba li kien hemm interventi fosthom ta' Malta li jekk ma jkunx hemm dialogu mhux se jkun hemm paċi u jekk mhux se jkun hemm paċi mhux se jkun hemm stabbiltà fl-Ewropa kollha mhux fil-Mediterran biss li nagħtu ċans id-diskussjonijiet jimmaturaw, nitruvaw permezz ta' dialogu nsibu da' kondizjonijiet.
Ma' McAuliffe, tkellimna wkoll dwar is-sitwazzjoni Brexit.
Il-diskussjoni dwar Brexit ma kienx punt formali fuq l-aġenda f'din il-laqgħa. Il-kapitlu Brexit ma jkun diskuss formalment fil-laqgħa ta' xahar tim oħra u sa' issa l-mexxejja nagħtaw biss aġġornament dwar dak li għaddej fl-aħħar fażi dan negozjati. Il-resista kien hemm 10 rounds ta' negozjati jew bej il-negozjaturi tal-Unjoni Ewropea u n-negozjaturi tal-Renju Unit, jidher li fadal divergenzi li huma sinifikanti fuq tliet oqsma partikolari dak li huma relatati ma' stajt. Dak li huma relatati ma' dak li kien sejjaħ level playing field u l-governanza. U qabel ma jkollna xi tip ta' mhux qbil ta' lanqas insejħlu qbil, qabel ma joqorbu l-pożizzjoni ta' żewġ naħat dwar din dawn il-kwistjonijiet ma jistax jibda il-proċess li wieħed ifassal it-test leġislattiv ta' dan il-qbil. Ovvjament il-ħin mhux qiegħed fuq in-naħat tagħna f'dan il-każ, però il-pressjonijiet marbuta mal-bil hija xi ħaġa li ovvjament ġaba fuq ir-Renju Unit. Ir-Renju Unit għamel din data ta' skadenza, l-Unjoni Ewropea dejjem kienet flessibbli dwarha, ovvjament issa wieħed irid jara fl-aħħar fażi bejn wieħed u ieħor sal-aħħar ta' dan ix-xahar jekk hux se jkun hemm xi breakthroughs f'dawn in-negozjati.
Matul dawn l-aħħar ġimgħat kien hemm diskors importanti li ġie moti minnha tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen, l-State of the European Union speech. Nisimgħu punti ewlenin li saru waqt dan il-diskors.
Thank you, Mr. Silva Pereira. That was our last speaker, so now I'm going to give the floor back to President von der Leyen for her response. Please, President.
Honourable members, listening to today's debate, we see where the state of our union is. And this is the sign of a very strong democracy. It showed all the ideas, all the projects, all the demands. It also reveals a lot about this period of uncertainty and change we are in. And I listen carefully to your demands, to your fears, to your anxieties and the questions, because your voices are the voices of the European people that you represent. So thank you very much for this enormously inspiring debate over many hours. I've heard that what you've said on the urgent need to come forward with a European solution to Europe's challenge on migration. And I heard, I think, the message, like my message, we need to step up, all of us. Next Wednesday, as I've said, the Commission will come forward with a new pact on migration. And at the heart of it is a commitment to a more European system. I can announce that we will abolish the Dublin regulation and we will replace it with a new European migration governance system. It will have common structures on asylum and return, and it will have a new strong solidarity mechanism. I'm very much looking forward to the debate. Let's discuss it. There will be points where we agree. There will be points where we disagree. I heard very interesting proposals that we should take into account. I know that I'm partly preaching in the wrong church when I say at the very end the most important part is that we come to a result. But I know the German presidency at our side, the German presidency also wants to have a result on the migration topic. So I'm looking forward to the next days and weeks we're going to discuss that subject. Beim Thema Klimaschutz.
On climate protection, I heard the Chinese proverb, as a colleague said, demand a great deal of yourself, do not expect a lot of others. Now, I can fully subscribe to that. Ask a lot of yourself. Yes, it's true. I think we have to show that it is possible to have a successful economy without completely destroying our planet. I am trusting our engineers, our SMEs, our industrialists, the SMEs have been rightly mentioned today. I place great confidence in them that they can bring together innovation and climate change, that these can go hand in hand. And quite rightly, our colleague Mr. Pieper has referred to SMEs, that they have to be given a large place at the table. It's clear, without the SMEs, we cannot make any progress. We know that the SMEs are the backbone of our economy, and these small businesses they mark themselves out by their excellence in so many different niches. That then can allow us to be global leaders. Now, innovation drives these niches. That is the signature of our small businesses, and that will help us make progress. I think we can show that the circular economy works. We can show that production is possible without greenhouse gases. Today we heard a lot about hydrogen. These flagship projects that we wish to press on with. Now, if I come to the second part of the proverb, do not expect too much of others, I don't entirely agree with that. No, we have to expect a great deal of others. Now, of course, I don't deny the fact that we as Europeans are only responsible for a maximum of 10% of global gas emissions. But if we turn it round, I think we have to adopt the carbon border adjustment tax. A lot of people have mentioned it, but I would rather we didn't have to adopt it, so that other countries who export to us, we import their products, so that other countries would set up such a well-functioning ETS that it covers the price of CO2, that they keep that in their countries, and that we don't need to close the borders with a carbon border adjustment tax to prevent relocation. Other countries also have to shoulder responsibility, but at the moment we are the leaders in technology, and that's where I place my confidence, because I believe that our people, humanity, will do everything to put an end to this fatal climate change. If we do nothing to stop it, then our planet will be destroyed. If we want to stop climate change, then we have to turn to new technologies. And I want Europe to be a champion. I want Europe to export these technologies. I want Europe to be able to show that this works and that we are the exporters. China is introducing an emission trading system. We have it. We've gathered experience. We've taken a step in the right direction. If we can show that we have a successful single market, we have a successful European socially oriented market, which takes into account climate change, also the Green Deal and the digital approach, then I think we are on the right track. We heard talk of next generation EU, and in connection with this, comments were made from Sweden as to why the Swedes should contribute to this. Why give money? Is pretty much what we heard.
Answer? That I met with CEOs from Sweden and one CEO from a very well-known car company explained to me that this car company actually is very important and crucial in Sweden, and it's a car company that is giving its share to the prosperity of the country and is giving good and qualified, creating good and qualified jobs in Sweden. But he told me that the car company cannot build a single truck in Sweden on its own, because it needs the spare parts from other countries in the member states in the European Union. It needs the supply chains all over Europe. So it is in the common interest of Sweden and the European Union that we bounce back to prosperity, that we put again and restore the supply chains. This is going to pay back to Sweden a thousandfold and is the right investment to do. So this should be the answer we should give to the question that was raised. Honourable members, throughout history, wars and pandemics have changed the course of the world. And that is certainly true for our continent. And it will certainly be true for this pandemic. In front of us is an opportunity of a lifetime to shape that change. The change will happen, but let's shape that change and not to be shaped by it. But we can only do that if we do this together. And what I heard today was, not in all cases, but in the vast majority of cases, most encouraging. I invite all of you to embark on this historic journey together. You listen to me quite a while, I know. I listen to you. I think we have a plan. We have the investment. And I think this will be the year now of implementation, implementation, implementation. This is for me the most important part now. I heard it many times. Yes, the concept is right. Yes, there are good ideas. Yes, you have a roadmap. Yes, you have the investment. Now implement, deliver, deliver, deliver. Our duty is to design our destiny, and I want to go on this journey together with you. Thank you so much.
Flaħanet ftu għabidlu relatat mal politika ta' koezjoni ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea. Fil-fatt tul il-vjaċ li Malta issa ila parlamembru fl-Unjoni Ewropea, 16 il-sena, Malta għamlet użu minn 5 biljun euro f'numru ta' inizjattivi vari illi kienu immirati biex indirizzaw dak illi kien hemm fil-prioritajiet definiti mill-politika ekonomika u ta' koeżjoni soċjali u Ewropea. U illi marru lejn inizjattivi li kienu indirizzati lejn l-qasam tal-edukazzjoni, l-qasam tas-saħħa, kif ukoll tiskieħ ta' dak li huma l-assi storiċi tagħna, apparti li ġew provduti għadd ta' korsijiet u taħriġ lin-numru ta' individwi fil-waqt li nagħtaw ukoll appoġġ numru ta' negozji fil-ħidma u fil-vjaġġ tagħhom biex jiġu rinnovati, jikbru u anke ħolqien ta' l-impjiegi. Fil-fatt jekk ħares lejn dan il-fatt nitkellmu 1.5 biljun euro, Malta jagħmel jusa bħala waħda minn dawk il-pajjiżi illi kellhom suċċess fil-mod kif ħaddmu il-politika ta' koeżjoni billi għamlu użu minn dawn il-fondi bilan illi ikun hemm investiment strateġiku foqsma illi tassew jagħmlu id-differenza għall-ekonomija u għal xogħol f'pajjiżna. Fil-fatt tajb li jgħidu li f'Malta għal sena d-dieħla fid-dawl tal-Malti Financial Framework Agreement, il-budget tal-Unjoni Ewropea, kien hemm 842 miljun euro fil-fondi illi ser ikunu mirati u marbutin mal-politika ta' koeżjoni ta' l-istess Unjoni Ewropea. Apparti minn hekk, repetu kien hemm l-somma ta' 29 miljun euro illi ġew allokati wkoll il-Malta bħala parti mill-istrument ta' rkupru ekonomiku fid-dawl tal-pandemija tal-COVID REACT-EU. Sa dan it-tant, wieħed ħares lejn kifetna dawn l-aspetti, għandna ser ikunu wkoll naraw tul din l-edizzjoni u sensiela anzi tal-banomba ta' dan l-istaġun, ħasani dawk l-inizjattivi u proġetti illi tant sar xogħol dwarhom u illi tant għamlu differenza u l-mod kif impattat din id-differenza grazzi għall-politika ta' koeżjoni ta' l-istess Kummissjoni Ewropea. Bekk niġu fitim l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa ta' l-programm il-Balomba jnuk għadha li xejn ringrazzakom tal-attenzjoni u nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Balomba. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bixxew għat-tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.